Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 43 for Wednesday, September 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were weaker Wednesday morning, seeing some follow-through selling after yesterday's lower close, as the technical bias has shifted to the downside and speculators add to their short positions. Canola was down by $1 to over $3, the November contract down $3.10 at $464 per ton. Harvest pressure added to the soft tone as producers make deliveries for cash flow needs and end users are only buying on a scaled-down basis. Losses in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures also weighed on canola, although Chicago soy oil was holding closer to unchanged. Stats Can releases its official estimates on Canadian ending stocks on Thursday, and positioning ahead of that report could provide some direction today. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are slightly firmer in most months, but corn and wheat were both lower. Activity was choppy in all three markets as the grains and oilseeds reacted to the latest swings in the global financial markets. Soybeans were down a penny to up a penny most months higher, the November contract up 1 cent at $8.75 per bushel. Easing fears over the state of the Chinese economy accounted for some early strength in beans, as China is the world's largest buyer of soybeans. Concerns over hot and dry weather conditions in parts of the Midwest were also supportive, although some private forecasters are upping their projections on the size of this year's U.S. crop, while bearish technical signals also tempered the gains. Corn, it's steady to down 1 cent, the December contract down 1 cent at $3.68 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest is starting up in the southern states, and conditions remain relatively favorable for the crop. Soft export demand was also overhanging that market. For wheat, prices are down 2 to 8 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 5 at $4.81 per bushel. U.S. wheat remains expensive internationally, and after 2 days of correcting higher, the wheat market was back down as it works to uncover some fresh demand. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, September 2nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.